A life filled with achievement has come to an end. The Reverend C.T. Vivian died Friday, just a couple weeks shy of his 96th birthday. He grew up in Macomb and went on to become a leader in the American Civil Rights Movement of the 1950s and 60s. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger has this remembrance.
Dr. Vivian last paid a visit to Macomb in October 2015. It was a busy three-day trip. He served as Grand Marshal for Western Illinois University's homecoming parade. The day before, the city held a ceremony to name a stretch of Highway 67 in his honor. In addition, he gave a speech to a full house at the Macomb Junior Senior High School Auditorium, and the district named the High School Library in his honor. Vivian said the books he read while in school influenced him. He also said he learned from standing up to a schoolyard bully while attending Lincoln Elementary.
Everything that's happened since then came from the fact that I realized you never take what you know is inhuman treatment.
Dr. Vivian headed to Peoria after leaving Western Illinois University. His goal in Peoria was to integrate lunch counters. His success there caught the attention of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., and Vivian worked alongside King during the Civil Rights Movement, which used nonviolent means to bring about change.
Nonviolence always will be the answer. The participants have to be able to be nonviolent. That is the issue.
That's Vivian during a video interview 10 years ago with J.Q. Adams, who taught at Western. Vivian said activists in the 1950s and 60s trained in nonviolent tactics.
It wasn't like we were just stepped off the street and said, I want to do something, right? And we were well trained.
During the Civil Rights Movement, Vivian risked his life to help organize the Freedom Rides and register voters in Alabama. He later directed the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and he provided civil rights counsel to Presidents Johnson, Carter, Reagan, Clinton, and Obama. President Obama honored Vivian with the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2013. That's the nation's highest civilian honor. Tammy Lee Brown Edwards is the first black female member of the Macomb City Council, so she's a trailblazer, too. She says Vivian was a quiet force.
He helped desegregate lunch counters, swimming pools, beaches. He went face-to-face with Bull Connor. There's plenty of pictures of that. He is the epitome of nonviolent civil rights.
The Reverend C.T. Vivian pushed for nonviolent change throughout his adult life. During his final visit to Macomb, he decried the influx of money in politics. He said billionaires put huge sums of money into electing their own people, and the Supreme Court was allowing money to be used as the vote.
How long will we have before we do not really have a democratic society? That's the real fear. And I hope before I die, I will at least be in on that.
Dr. Vivian did not live long enough to see that change come about. But during his long life, he played a pivotal role in advancing social justice and promoting racial equality. And during that final trip to the place where he grew into a leader, Vivian said he believed the day has passed when movements need a great leader. He said he felt that instead, progress should come from people believing in democracy and decency. Rich Egger reporting.